The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Senthil Ramasamy is with me now, who is a member of the Indian community in Ireland and was at that meeting today with the Taoiseach Simon Harris that was called after the series of violent attacks that we've been talking about here on this show and, of course, been talked about elsewhere. Senthil, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder. How would you describe the meeting today? How did it go?
Yeah, I think the meeting went well, actually, with the Taoiseach Simon Harris and with Minister Colin Murphy. It seems to have been very productive at the moment, actually. Yeah.
So, what types of issues were discussed at the meeting?
Well, we raised all the issues actually at the moment. What we are facing at the moment, racist incident and all the attacks, and the youngsters doing a lot of problems and all those things. We told all the everything to the Simon Harris. Actually, he knew all those things at the moment, actually.
And what did he and Minister Brophy have to say about it in terms of how we might stop this happening?
Yeah, they're saying actually they're introducing some programs in schools to tackle racism, and they told they have a zero tolerance policy towards racism at the moment. And they spoke their positive attitude and the commitment to address racism are crucial step towards creating more inclusive society. And also we also thank the Indian ambassador Akhilesh Mishra for all the efforts he's doing at the moment for the Indians at the moment in Ireland.
Yeah. Why do you think it's happening, Senthil?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Yeah. I think because of the housing problem and also unemployment problem at the moment, I think government have to sort those issues. And I think government have to call the people, far-right activists, and call what the issues for them and sort the issues for them also, actually, at the moment. Yeah. So both sides have to, government have to look both the sides and solve those problems. Not only our side, both sides have to solve the problem.
And until they're solved, what's the feeling in the Indian community in Ireland, in Dublin in particular?
Yeah, until solved, still people are very scared at the moment, actually. Indians are mostly, they are very scared. Women and children are very scared. Even some nurses, they told they're very scared to go for night duties. And today one woman called from Kildare, actually. She need to go to Dublin for work. And she's very scared to go, actually. And her father called from India. Her daughter's very, very scared to go to Dublin for the work. And he told me to call and console her and all those things. So still, there's a fears among the Indians, actually, at the moment, yeah.
And what would help to allay that fear? I appreciate the point you make, you know, deal with the issues around, you know, the housing crisis, for example. That's not going to be solved overnight. It's going to take several years probably to finally turn that ship around. Is there anything that could be done in terms of better policing, or if there were more arrests and more people charged, what might help calm some of those fears?
Yes, the guard have to just arrest those people very soon, as soon as possible, because the first incident happened in Tala, actually, last month, 19th of July, and still nothing progress has been done. If we call even the guard station, Tala guard station, they are saying that still investigation is going on, and they could not give the proper information. Many people are want to know, actually, what happened, actually. Still, it's more than three, it's going to be fourth week, actually, nothing progress happened. People don't know what's happening. So people should know law is working at the moment. System is working at the moment, actually. If the people feel law is not working, some people won't stay here. They'll move to other places, actually.
And so are some people in the community are already talking about that? Are they about moving?
Of course. Yeah, they're talking about to move, actually. Many nurses, they're scared. Not only nurses, other Indian workers also, they're very scared at the moment, actually.
So
they feel very scared to go out. Yeah, they can't. They feel very scared to go out at the moment, actually. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, would they move somewhere else in Ireland or move further abroad, move to the UK or move somewhere else? What are they talking about?
Yeah, they're planning to move to Australia or Canada, those places, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
Security is very important at the moment for anyone who are in which country. Security is first priority. If there is no security, people can't stay or live, actually. Security is very important for any country, and it's a goodwill for the country. Yeah, and it's if you have a very good security, tourists will come, more tourists, and you can get more currency exchanges and all those things. So and business also will come and invest. So in any country, security is very, very important for the women and for the kids and for pregnant women and for old people and for everyone, actually. So, okay, security is foremost important for everyone.
Yeah, listen, you're absolutely right. I mean, if Irish people were getting targeted and beaten up anywhere in the world, in Sydney or Vancouver or anywhere else, plenty of other Irish would be on the move on foot of it. So it's terrible to hear it, Senthil, but thanks a million for chatting to us. Senthil Ramasamy, who's a member of the Indian community here in Ireland and who was at that meeting as well with Simon Harris a little bit earlier today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.